on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, hour number four. Your phone calls coming up on a host of issues. I want to get into how going green may make you mean, ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal, major study finds. And that dovetails with this piece out of the London Guardian. Oh, yes, they found that they are many times more likely to steal, you name it. I also want to get into an important report about public schools around the world, where they're reporting that they're basically like prisons now, and that is the entire point. That's what's going on here. Also, we've got Webster Griffin Tarpley coming up here in just a moment. He's written a story we've got up on Infowars.com. In fact, will you guys go ahead and pull that up for me? It's one of the Infowars.com headlines. I forgot to print it, where he talks about false flag likely, because I want to go over that report, and for some reason, oh, no, I found it. U.S. ready cyber war, virtual flag terrorism, and that ties in with this Infowars.com report. We first picked it up on WikiLeaks, then it was picked up by The Register and the BBC, and in fact, here is the BBC headline, U.S. plans to fight the net revealed. And they talk about how the Internet is an enemy weapons system and that their big enemy is WikiLeaks. Because WikiLeaks got a secret document a few months ago where the Army was illegally spying on Americans in non-terror-related cases. They got another document where an Army intelligence chief was using spies for his own private operations. In fact, I forgot to print that. I ironed it this morning, but I didn't see it in my stack, guys. It was out in mainstream news yesterday. Army intel chief used operatives for his own private business, I think is the headline. I want to get that story as well to cover that coming up. And we're also going to talk to Tarpley about U.S.-UK move closer to losing rating. Moody's says open discussion of dollar default or devaluation or our credit line, our bonds being rated more like Mexico or Argentina or something. We'll also talk to Tarpley about the exciting news from Iceland saying no to the banker takeover, what's happening in Greece, what nations Tarpley believes are the next dominoes to fall, how successful will the international banking cartel be. The communist Chinese are saying they may dump the dollar now. So that is all coming up today. In fact, that was a London Telegraph article I sent you. And again, I didn't see that in the stack. Maybe it's here. It was the London Telegraph story. I meant to get it earlier, and now it's time for Tarpley, and I need to have it in front of me. Talking about the hubris of China and their statements and how all this incredible stuff is about to happen and how China is threatening the United States. And they likened it to what Tarpley compared it to a few months ago here, how England saw Germany as this rising power in World War I, started World War I with them, and they similarly, by taking the British position, say China is bad like Germany before World War I, and the United States is going to be getting in their face. So that is coming up as well here today with Webster Griffin Tarpley in this final hour when we come back. After this quick break, a host of issues to be discussed here with our guest. And I know we had a bunch of callers on the last subject. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go now who are on topic. I'm sorry we didn't get to some of you. I want to now clear the phone lines for anybody that wants to talk specifically to Tarpley about dollar default, about false flag terror, fake cyber false flag terror as a pretext to pass the Cybersecurity Act, what's happening with China, It is all coming up today in the last 52 minutes with Webster Griffin Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
They're in there joking and laughing so much I can barely focus on the show. Stop it, guys. Stop behind the scenes here. It's so crazy. All right, let me get my serious mindset on here. Here's what we're going to cover in the next 51 minutes with Webster Griffin Tarpley. The banking. U.S.-UK move closer to losing rating, Moody's says. Dr. Tarpley is an economist, also a doctorate of history. And I always enjoy his perspectives. Also, we're going to get into U.S. plans to fight the net revealed. Now, they've admitted this the last 2 years, that cybersecurity is taking over. The Pentagon is taking over the infrastructure. They're going to restrict. They're going to hire provocateurs, cast Sunstein, tax conspiracy theories, i.e. questioning government, anthropogenic global warming. Everything is to be illegal. Just incredible things happening. Open talk of more war with Iran. News reports of more U.S. forces moving into Diego Garcia and other areas. And then separately, this article, is China's Politburo spoiling for a showdown with America. This is the London Telegraph today. In fact, can I have a document cam shot of this, boys, for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? The long simmering clash between the world's two great powers is coming to a head with dangerous implications. And I want to cover this first with Tarpley before the internet stuff, because it all ties together. Because all these governments are getting themselves ready for war, economic, you name it. Is China's Politburo spoiling for a showdown with America? Of course, Tarpley will say, no, it's the West trying to encircle China. They're all a bunch of thugs. Government's scum run. But the point is, there's no doubt that this is happening. The long simmering clash between the world's two great powers is coming to a head with dangerous implications for the international system. Now, the last 6 months, this has been simmering. We've been talking about it with our expert guest, all agreeing that there's major battle lines, that the Iran situation in Pakistan is just set pieces into China. Now, listen to this article. China has succumbed to hubris. It has mistaken the soft diplomacy of Barack Obama for weakness, mistaken the U.S. credit crisis for decline, and mistaken its own mercantilist bubble for ascendancy. Oh, they admit it's mercantilism, how we've been deindustrialized. It was our big banking cartels that set the deal up. Mercantilism, by design, not free trade, to ruin all their competition. There are I've never seen such an honest article by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, but it's not honest. It's twisted to say that it's all China, but the information is somewhat accurate. It has mistaken the soft diplomacy of Barack Obama for weakness, mistaken the U.S. credit crisis for decline, and mistaken its own mercantilist bubble for ascendancy. There are echoes of the Anglo-German spats before the First World War, when Wilhelm Berlin so badly misjudged the strategic balance of power and overplayed its hand. It's going to be really hard for them, yet again, to fudge on the obvious fact that China is manipulating without a credible threat. We're not going to get anywhere, said Paul Krugman, this year's Nobel economist. And then it continues. China's premier, Wen Jiabao, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, is defiant. I don't think the yuan is undervalued. We oppose countries pointing fingers at each other and even forcing a country to appreciate its currency, he said yesterday. Once again, he demanded the U.S. takes concrete steps to reverse and reassure investors over the safety of U.S. assets. And then it goes on with him saying, we're a police state. How dare you say we're a police state in China? And we've got Venezuela calling for internet controls. That's wrong. But our government's actually putting it in place. And the article goes on and on. It's a very chilling story. But it's not just China saying the banks are looting us. It's Bloomberg and Moody's saying we basically have already really lost our AAA rating, but it's still officially there. So to talk about the geopolitical state of the world, what we're steaming into, echoes of World War I, World War II, all the pieces lining up, the domestic police state clamping down ahead of the war, what type of war is this, economic, military, a mix? Webster, I mean, this is an amazing story from the London Telegraph.
Well, Ambrose Evans Pritchard, of course, is the voice of MI6 and British intelligence. And that newspaper, that rag over there, the London Daily Telegraph, were, of course, pro-Hitler all through the 1930s. They stuck with Hitler as long as they dared. So it's good that you remembered this or recall this question about the British rivalry with Germany before 1914, when the British saw a rising industrial challenger, and of course their response to it was to attempt to play Russia and France against Germany, and the result of that is World War I, and the British found themselves dragged into it. Now, the current situation of Britain is that they are bankrupt six ways to Sunday. They are more bankrupt than Greece. One of the reasons for attacking Greece is to relieve pressure not just on the dollar, but also on the British pound and the city of London in general.
And the metrics all show that. They are much more debt per capita, per citizen, and the government than Greece.
And the rate of growth of British debt is also quicker. So we're dealing now with the British establishment. So their response to this kind of a crisis is to attempt to create tensions between Russia and the United States, but also, as you see, to attempt to get in between the United States and China and attempt to make that into a crisis. Because the British right now are so desperate, and I'm referring now to the ruling elite, because there are other forces that I'd like to refer to. But they're so desperate that they feel the only way they can hang on is by the simultaneous ruin of all the other contenders. And everybody needs to know this, right? The instinct of the British Foreign Office is divide and conquer, provoke conflicts, get everybody else at each other's throats, right? The BBC, bed, breakfast, and conflict. They deal in conflict. And here they're trying to do it. Now, the idea that there's a group in the Chinese Politburo that wants conflict is absolutely fantastic. These people are meek bureaucrats, relatively speaking, who are attempting to avoid conflict. And right now, that group of bureaucrats in the Politburo is paying the price for their bad decisions of the last 20 years, essentially opening up to free trade to a significant degree, although they've tried to use other people's free trade rather than their own. Let's say their big crime is to pay lip service to free trade, and above all, building up this huge amount of dollar assets, which are now a significant threat to them. If they keep them, they will dwindle. If they dump them, they will all crash. I've recommended that China start using that money for capital investments inside the country.
Well, that's what they're doing. But let me stop you, Webster, before we digress off. Before we digress off into economics and what you think China should do, what is the larger, from your perspective, program? Why did the West invest almost everything in China, build them up, and then now double back and attack China for all the power they've got, when the CFR and others have said this century is the Chinese century? I mean, we know the British great game is to play powers off against each other, and we know that they control a lot of our policy here and that we're joined at the hip with the Anglo-American Dutch system. But, I mean, pulling away before we go off into light pebble reactors and monorail, and I mean, that's all...
Right, which is where they should go and where we should, too.
Well, that's where they're going, but and we're not. But the point here is the larger picture. What was the method in the madness of moving the industrial base to China and now running around like chickens with their heads cut off about it?
Yeah, the problem with this is that the finance oligarchy of London and Wall Street cannot plan the world. They have no plan. In this, they think they have a plan, but their plan contains boomerangs, unintended consequences. For example, the reason that they sent U.S. industry to China is simple greed, this vicious greed that they have. It's the runaway shop. The logic of the runaway shop is you fire your workers here and you send it to China where you pay 25 cents an hour or whatever it is. But now the problem is that after 20 years of that, 30 years of that, since the days of Deng Xiaoping, China has now become a significant power. I would stress that the power of China is actually relative. It has to do with the industrial collapse of the United States, the relative deindustrialization of the European Union, and so forth. This makes the Chinese look like a big frog, you might say, in a small pond. In reality, they have tremendous weaknesses. They've got about, you know, one half of the country, or 600 million, two-thirds of the country perhaps, are essentially poverty-stricken peasants in the interior, feeling very, very resentful about what their government is doing. But nevertheless, now the Anglo-Americans, these wonderful guys who live from hand to mouth and are constantly obsessed with short-term speculative gain, they now realize that they're confronting a serious problem with China, that after all the era of the neocons and now the Obama bots, the Chinese are getting thoroughly riled up, especially by this latest arrogance with Google. Google is essentially an arm of the National Security Agency, right? When Google attacks you, it's the National Security Agency, it's the U.S. intelligence community. It is them. It's the rogue network running the show there. So Google is saying to China, we refuse to obey your laws. Now, for the Chinese, this goes back to what are called the unequal treaties, right? Since the British Opium Wars in 1840 to 1860, you had this stuff with treaty ports. In other words, foreigners had more rights in China than the Chinese did themselves. And the Chinese society went through a tremendous breakdown crisis. Now you get NSA Google acting in the way of a 19th century imperialist, saying, we demand immunity from your laws. We demand extraterritorial treatment. How dare you attack us? And, of course, the hypocrisy, as we all know...
Which is the same thing that the global corporations do in the West. They're all above the law, and we're being colonized and broken up into 10, 12 parts,
right,
just like China was. These are corporate fiefdoms.
But the Chinese have the advantage of seeing this as a foreign attack, and there's a huge nationalist movement in China, which is a problem for the government.
Now, I know. Anti-New World Order stuff's really hot there. The best-selling books are about the banking cartel, the New World Order. So are the communists turning against the people that put them in power? Are they even communists? We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley. We'll be right back. We know the banks are the ultimate communists.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got phone calls coming up in the next segment with Webster Griffin Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones, 1-800-259-9231. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the secret documents. You can go up to Infowars.com. We have links to this document. U.S. intelligence planned to destroy WikiLeaks, and they were sent the secret NOFORN 32-page U.S. counterintelligence manual And this is from February 2008. And they describe the internet as an enemy weapons platform, as WikiLeaks, a terrorist group, insurgents. It says an online reference to foreign intelligence services, insurgents, or terror groups. And this is up on WikiLeaks. Now, what has WikiLeaks been releasing? 2 weeks ago it came out in Utah that the Pentagon was watching U.S. citizens in non-terror-related cases. Illegal. WikiLeaks got documents. They confirmed they're real. WikiLeaks put out the White House memo, the Downing Street memo, that was released by MI6, where Bush was, you know, in there, we got to fix the intelligence, we got to lie about WMDs. It's come out that Dick Cheney wanted to blow up U.S. ships and blame it on Iran. They hate this site. There's a lot of others that are doing it as well. But I noticed in New Zealand, when they started banning sites till people scream bloody murder, it was Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, WikiLeaks. We don't even post these documents. That's not. I'm not getting into those waters. But we support those that do, if it's exposing crime. And they're now saying that it's a weapon system. Here's the BBC. U.S. plans to fight the net revealed. And they're openly saying that they're building all these NSA centers to spy on everything the American people do without warrants. And we've got Cass Sunstein saying, get rid of the free internet. We have Wired magazine headlines, cybersecurity ends open internet. Webster, I think people need to realize this is really happening. They're really preparing to censor the web. Why?
Desire of totalitarian figures like Cass Sunstein to impose what used to be called prior restraint. In other words, they would like to censor what you put up there before you can put it up. And, of course, prior restraint is totally alien to the American tradition. But the other side of it, of course, is cyber warfare. And I think this is maybe worth pointing out. You covered, of course, the CNN two-hour special featuring all these 9/11 heavyweights and plug uglies a couple of weeks ago, which was the simulation of this big attack on the United States coming from Russia, China, and Sudan that eventually shut down the entire electrical system. I think there's a group in the Pentagon and the think tanks, and I'm looking especially at Yoda, Andrew Marshall, at the Office of Net Assessment in the Pentagon, the guy who actually controls the Pentagon Defense Science Board from behind the scenes. And they're gearing up for cyber hysteria, cyber warfare. And I think they have four things in mind. The first is total exaggeration of what can be done, right? They say, oh, a telephone virus can shut down the telephone system. You can shut down the airports. You can shut down the trains. You can shut down the power systems. As far as I can see, this is baloney, malarkey. It has never been done. And the sources for the idea that it could be done are the CIA on one side and the Wall Street Journal on the other. So the worst of the rogue network and the worst of the Wall Street gang. So I think people have got to realize this idea that you can, you know, sabotage a nuclear reactor from afar with a virus through a computer is probably in the same league with Saddam's weapons of mass destruction or Tony Blair saying Iraq can strike London within 45 minutes. We remember all of this fantastic stuff. The other thing they try to do is to take the language of the Cold War and the language of nuclear confrontation and translate that into this new cyber jargon, right, of the computer age. Remember, deterrence, retaliation, first strike, second strike, counter value, counter force, all this stuff. They now translate that into computer talk so that you can think about this, right? And they're attempting to educate the public in the idea that this is possible, which, I think it's actually not.
And again, why would regional power grids be hooked to the internet? Why would nuclear reactors be hooked to the internet? I mean, obviously, it's made up. It's exaggerated. That's admitted for anyone that knows any basics of computers. My IT guys say this is a complete joke.
Right.
But why would they? And clearly, they're gearing up to launch a false flag against themselves right as they're trying to pass the cybersecurity takeover in the Senate.
I would actually call this virtual flag terrorism. This is the expression that I've tried to coin. Virtual flag terrorism. Because look at this wonderful advantage. Something happens, you can blame Russia and China, And how is anybody going to say, no, it's a lie, no, it's not true? They'll say the NSA has determined that this was crash in the D.C. subway was actually caused from Beijing or Moscow or Irkutsk.
They can take a regular train derailment or a regular power outage and say that Americans did it or communists did it or the Keebler elves did it or the brain bug did it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Everybody knows that today's so loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Here is
everybody
the official new cover. It's being mass produced right now for Jason Burmes' new everybody film, Invisible Empire. Pre-order it at InfoWars.com, coming out April 15th. Pre-order, get it first. I'm going to go back to Webster here in just a moment and then to some of your phone calls. First, I want to thank some of the sponsors who have made today's radio transmission possible. One of them is ColaBlue.com. It's the best water filter, period. They've got a bunch of different systems, very affordable. They got units that do 7 gallons a day or 500 gallons a day. The little ones look like a water cooler without a water bottle on the top. They're computerized, goes through 7 filters. They're bigger units, 12 filters. It grabs the water out of the air, the best, cleanest water you're going to find. ColaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ColaBlue.com. Check out the website. Also, MySolarBackup.com. One word, MySolarBackup.com. There's banners for all these sponsors up on InfoWars, by the way. Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip the switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com. There's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply. Electricity, it's the solar power unit, the controller, the battery system. You can get a bunch of these and run your whole house. It's great for camping, your work shed, or for emergencies in your house. It's unlike gas generators, doesn't have any fumes. MySolarBackup.com, or you can call and get a free information pack at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Okay, moving quick now, Webster. This is not just you saying this. It's Wall Street Journal. It's Wired Magazine. We've got the bill. We've got the White House saying they want to censor the Internet, attack U.S. websites, censor people. Force everybody onto a new Internet 2, where according to the new rules, it's a private corporate system that the government pays for with tax money. And they say, oh, well, you can have the old Internet that doesn't work anymore. But if you're on the new web, well, there's all these rules. You've got to have a sub website on a larger domain. Clearly, I've been saying I believe there's going to be a virtual flag attack. I've called it a fake false flag Internet attack. Great term you've coined, a virtual flag attack. And it looks like they're really, again, going hard and heavy with the preconditioning that they're the good guys. It's going to come. They've got to take all your rights. Everybody who has a website's got to be certified. Anybody in IT's got to be certified. It talks about youth corps in high school and college recruiting them to just have hundreds of thousands working for the feds. I mean, this is declaring war on the Internet. We've been saying that for years. But here's the BBC. U.S. plans to fight the net revealed. Webster Tarpley. Bottom line, where's this going?
Well, if you notice, the cast of characters, the cast of enemies and targets that come with this whole new thing, is now different. In that CNN special, somebody at some point brings up the question, is this bin Laden, is this Al-Qaeda? And they practically laugh him out of the room. They respond with brusque dismissal, even scorn, right? How could they do that? That's a bunch of guys who live in caves, right, according to the well-known myth. Well, of course, that was always the problem with the 9/11 story. But now it's different. It's China, Russia, Sudan are the three that are mentioned. City of Irkutsk in Siberia is supposedly the source of this terrible virus that shuts down the U.S. electrical system, and the virus in the cell phones comes from Khartoum in Sudan, Chinese.
And so we've got to take your web freedom to save you from shadowy Ruskies.
Right, but they're looking for a conflict. In other words, it's an area of confrontation, which they think they can do. In other words, with nuclear war, of course, it's unthinkable. You can get your head blown off. But I think the idea is spreading at Booz Allen Hamilton and the National Security Agency and in this Defense Science Board and the Office of Net Assessment of Yoda in the Pentagon. This is something you can do. It's not unthinkable. It's going on all the time, and you can blame anybody you want, right? Google blames China. Where's the proof? There is no proof. China denies it. So how do we know? So you can essentially attack yourself. You can shut down your own nuclear reactor or airport and then say, oh, that was Moscow. That was Beijing.
And again, Bush's cybersecurity bill 2 years ago that Obama's ramming through, headline, should Obama control the net, Mother Jones? It's designed for them to shut the web off, and they're saying, we may have to shut the Internet down to save you right at the time when the Internet is fully unmasking the bankers.
Right, and Obama personally kicked this off last May with a speech where he said, I haven't revealed this yet, but my own websites, my campaign websites, were attacked by hackers during the election campaign, and I had to go to the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA. So in a certain sense, you can say the Obama websites, right, all of those famous websites that he has and still has, that these are essentially under the aegis of the National Security Agency and some of these consultants. So it's an absolute mess, and people need to fight back. You have to remember, the First Amendment lives through us. The First Amendment, use it or lose it. So use your rights before somebody comes and takes it away. I would say more broadly, the impetus towards police states and dictatorships comes from the economic realm. In other words, it's the economic breakdown crisis that allows governments to think that they can take people's rights away. And I
okay, Webster, that's my next issue. I want to get into you, get in with you before we leave. I want to have you cover that before the show's over here. But I want to go to some calls now because I always forget and never go to them. So we're going to take five calls quickly, and then we're going to look at the economic realm, everything you talked about now coming true in spades. U.S.-UK move closer to losing rating, Moody's says, Bloomberg. Now, what does that mean for a layperson out there? What does the death of the dollar mean? But the globalists are saying they're going to have a coordinated G20, G24, there's really 24 members at these meetings, devaluation of currencies simultaneously, or there's some debate about picking them off one at a time. So that's coming up before Webster leaves us. But now phone calls quickly before we cover the most important subject, the economy, and this economic warfare, government of and for the banking cartel. Jacob in Tennessee, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen. My question has to do specifically with the current status of the dollar bill. We were informed by alleged moles of the Bilderberg Group back in 08 that they were not going to drop a dollar until the GDP and the economy rose to the same levels of a decade prior. We know now that we're well above that. We're well 2% over where we were a decade ago. Excuse me. Now, do you believe that they're just tooting their own horn, or are they waiting for more people to try and invest and waste their money?
Okay, so this question goes to the bigger issue. Webster, bottom line, what is their plan? We see about a new global constitution of the banks. They're going to save us from the crisis they've created now. MSNBC saying double-dip recession, double-dip housing market, that the banks need more money, more power to save us.
What's actually going on is this attack on the euro. In other words, people, they don't seem to be giving up on the dollar, in the sense that this Bilderberg plan, whatever this was, might suggest. What you see is Soros, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, the market, in other words, the main finance oligarchs of Wall Street, attacking the euro by means of Greece, the Greek government bonds, by means of Spain, Portugal, Ireland, ultimately Italy, and this is an attack really on Germany, which is the heart of the European Union. So the reason they're doing that, of course, is they've got a situation where they can make it look like the euro is collapsing faster than the dollar in this general context of a world economic depression of unimaginable proportions and a bottomless crisis. So they don't seem to give up. And in the meantime, they're making money by speculating against the euro, and they're attempting, again, to prop up the dollar and prop up the pound, because the pound is also the sickest currency in Europe. Now, there is a backlash against some of this stuff, and you have people inside the European Union who are saying ban hedge funds, and also, in a very interesting move, ban credit default swaps, ban the most toxic kind of derivative, the kind of thing that costs the American taxpayer $200 billion with AIG and ultimately is the root of the entire crisis, is derivatives and specifically the most explosive kind, credit default swap. So there are some people who are trying to go from economic self-defense, and that will take a protectionist or mercantilist form compared to the free trade which has been practiced so far. The fact is we're in a depression. It's getting worse. The second round of the depression, the second wave of the depression, I think is likely to arrive this year, and that's going to have to do with these sovereign bankruptcies, right, that certain countries can be driven into bankruptcy. But remember, who's doing this? Soros, hedge funds, and banks. In other words, it's a situation where the financial community has declared war on the nation state, and I think the nation state is a better deal than the hedge funds and the bankers. So I would say it's better for the nation state to put J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs into bankruptcy than to let them bankrupt the U.S. government, because that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Rocco in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, two questions. When we talk about China, my impression was that China was under the complete control, direct control of the New World Order.
No.
That's why they had a secret security council.
Wrong. I think this is always an illusion. The idea that Russia and China are integral parts of something called the New World Order, I think is simply wrong. It comes from, I think, from not knowing much about these countries.
Well, let me stop you for a minute, Webster. I want to hear what you have to say on this, but let me be clear. The West, the British and others, clearly, it's part of the historical record, funded a lot of the Bolsheviks. Then once Lenin got out of there, Stalin ran Trotsky out, so the West turned against him. We know Putin did arrest a bunch of the oligarchs when he was vice president and then president, and it was all over the news that Rothschilds and Rockefellers were the real owners. That came out like the Times of London. And we know China did sign deals with the U.S. in the 70s to set up the eugenics, one-child policy and all this. So we know they did deals with them. But still, in any mafia situation, you're going to have different families in the system fighting with each other. We've had Russia and China call for their own New World Order. And I'm sure if they were in the position of the British, they would have tried some of the same systems. So there's certainly collusion at points, but it's like a group of pirate ships in an armada out robbing people. You are going to have different historical shifts and changes. But no, this whole system isn't one monolith, but the management system of the technocracy is the same art form.
You go through phases. You can say in the 1990s, when you had Yeltsin in Moscow, he was a U.S. puppet. When you had Jiang Zemin in Beijing, this is somebody who wants globalization. He wants to work with the U.S. and the British. Now you have Putin, I think behind the scenes still, who is a Russian nationalist who says, no, we are not the colony and the plantation of the U.S. and the British. And you've got this Youth League faction in China.
Well, let me stop you again. That's key because Putin's got a lot of problems, and Russia does all sorts of, you know, serious things I don't agree with. But the Russian government pays people to have children because their population is dying. It's the only Western country trying to reverse the death of the West. So it's clear that Russia is breaking with the eugenicist.
Yes, and of course the question is there are factions. There's a pro-British faction. There's a monetarist faction inside Russia, and similarly in China, the Shanghai Mafia, the Jiang Zemin faction, thinks they're going to take over the presidency with this guy Xi. That's XI, right? That's the guy who's supposed to be the next president of China in about 2 years from this autumn. So you got to look concretely, empirically about what the controls are. So I would say right now, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization powers, Russia and China, are in greater conflict with the U.S. and the British, certainly than they were 10 years ago.
So the Russian-Chinese split is baloney.
Well, again, you've got the British in there, and of course the U.S. and the CIA are trying to do everything they can to divide and conquer, and that's the first place, right? That's the dream scenario for Brzezinski, is that you could have a war between Russia and China. That would be the acme of Brzezinski's achievement, and that's very, very widely shared, right? You can look at a report from the Office of Net Assessment in the Pentagon through the Hudson Institute, which talks about the Great Siberian War of the year 2030, which is precisely that, Russia against China. So there's a whole crew of kooks in the Pentagon and the Foreign Office who think that that's possible. But I would warn people, the idea that there's an integral sort of seamless integration of Russia and China into the U.S.-British banking system is wrong. It's just
you're saying that's more of a long-term integration fantasy of Brzezinski and Kissinger, but certainly China has adopted the centralization of the U.N. and the whole eugenical system. Russia, more than China, has been rebuking and exposing global warming as a fraud.
Wait. If you look at the Copenhagen conference, the resistance against global warming was led by Premier Wen. Now, he did it in a typical Chinese way. He did it in this indirect, you could call it an inscrutable strategy. But using Sudan and using some third world countries, it was essentially in Copenhagen, it was Obama against Wen to see if they could impose this carbon dictatorship, and the answer was no. In other words, Wen came out on top. The prime minister of China vanquished Obama, and he did a service to the world. So they are not included in this planning. Unfortunately, they pay lip service to a lot of these things. The Chinese pay lip service to free trade, even though they don't practice it. They have good sense. They pay lip service to this carbon, global warming stuff. they're not in a strong ideological position, but they
Let's move on. Let's move on to some more calls. Good points, Webster. Adam in Canada, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, come on, you're on the air worldwide, sir.
Yeah, I just wondered if what Webster had to say about state banks like the one in North Dakota and initiatives right now to establish them in Oregon, Vermont, and especially in Florida, where Dr. Fareed Kavari has this idea of a zero-cost economy.
Yeah, that's a good idea I've seen with state banks, some real estate banks set up in the last 100 years that give people really low-cost credit and aren't part of the private banking cartel. Webster?
Look, the state bank is a fine thing, but it's a little thing. It's a marginal difference. North Dakota, I guess, has low unemployment because if you're unemployed in North Dakota, you leave. Then there are very few people left in North Dakota. So North Dakota is a very bad example. But on the other hand, it's fine if you're going to do this along the way. But don't think this is going to cause an economic recovery. Much better, in my view. And right now, the subject of a big world movement is the Tobin tax. It's called the Robin Hood tax now. In Britain, in the Labour Party and the trade unions, there are a bunch of people who realize that they're doomed unless they get some left populist cover. And
Webster, we got to go to break, but I got to say this. London. Webster, the UN's been pushing the Tobin tax.
Which kind? Which kind? The Tobin tax of the UN and Sarkozy is let's have a tax globally run by the UN and the money goes to the International Monetary Fund. Obviously not. But inside Europe, you've got people going with the Robin Hood tax, the financial transaction
tax.
That's
what I was about to say. Okay, stay there. We're going to come back after the break with Webster Griffin Tarpley as we cover a wide range of subjects.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Seven.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've been listening to Bloomberg Radio and watching CNBC. They go, oh, there's calls for a tax on banks. And what it is a tax on all banks that's then passed on to customers. No, you have a tax on Goldman Sachs, others, the top predatory class. How about we just remove the Federal Reserve, give it back to Congress? How about we slash taxes that increases the receipts that come in, the tax money? The system knows this. Kennedy cut taxes by 50%, and guess what happened? Tax money coming in doubled. The banks don't want that. They want stagnation. They want austerity. They want you bankrupt. They want the land. They want the companies. They openly have financed the phony green revolution to destroy our industrialized society. It's the fake banking parasite system waging war on the real economy and Main Street. So, Webster, you're saying have nationalist taxes on the banks. The problem is if you don't remove them as criminals, they'll just engage in economic terrorism.
I say tax Goldman Sachs. Slap a tax on Goldman Sachs. Call it a Tobin tax, a Wall Street sales tax, securities transfer tax, sales tax on them, whatever you want to call it. If you're in California or New York or Illinois or New Jersey or Virginia, you got to advocate a state-level Wall Street sales tax. For example, if California doesn't do this, they're going to be bankrupt this year, and Goldman Sachs will be attacking them, and Soros, and all of those hedge funds. So the only question now is, will you tax Goldman and J.P. Morgan? And it's on their speculative turnover. It's not on banks per se. It's on speculative turnover, mainly derivatives.
No, I know. I was talking about they're proposing a tax that the government grabs that they then give themselves, and I totally agree with you. We've got to bring them to justice.
There's going to be a tax on financial turnover. It's the only flow of money in the world that's not taxed. People pay between 6 and 11% on shoes for their kid, but the bankers, they do flash trading thousands of times a second. They pay zero.
And now all these states,
zero, they want this tax.
And now all the states are starting to pass law sales taxes on food. I mean, we can't have milk.
That's awful. That's regressive taxation. This is what you cannot have. Anyway, you have to break the power of Wall Street somehow. And here's what it's going to be. Everybody thought the British Labour Party under Gordon Brown was dead, right? New Labour. Now you've got this bunch of people, the Labour left, in effect, is going for the Robin Hood tax. If the Conservatives, the Tories in Britain, are going to get defeated in an election that's going to be held now in 4, 6, 8 weeks at the most, this spring, then that will kick over into the United States. And all the desperate Democrats and other desperados will say, all right, I got to get some popular street creds. I'm going to go with the tax the banks, Tobin tax. And that will bring the issue into the United States. See, they have what we don't have. They have organizations. They have the Trade Union Congress, right? The Germans have the DGB trade unions. We don't have any of that. We're completely atomized. So the only way this kind of thing could come into the U.S. is basically from abroad, and Britain is the best place for this to start. So everybody is over there. The Archbishop of Canterbury is for it. The Guardian is for it. The unions are for it, and this group of people in Labor. But also the Liberal Democrats, this third party, and there are selected conservatives.
But, Webster, here's the reason they're for it. We don't need to call it a Tobin tax because they're going to end up with the global and regional Tobin tax, bait and switch. They'll have the banks come out and say they're not for it when they're for it. We won't get a national tax on them. We'll get their global system. So we've got to watch out for that happening.
I would urge people, take a look at the article on my website, tarpley.net, and then take a look at this Robin Hood tax. There's this British actor, Bill Nye, and they have a dramatization of this fat cat in the city of London who has to admit that there's a reason why
okay,
such a
Webster,
tax should
we're
not
out of time.
Ready.
The show's over. I want to say bye to you, though, so don't hang up. I want to talk to you about a couple things. Retransmission starts now. Jam-packed key info on the InfoWar streams. Re-aired on the AM and FM out there. God bless you all. Great job with the crew. We'll see you back live 11 a.m. tomorrow. PrisonPlanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN.